AMC will collect information from a wide range of sources, including UN agencies, government agencies, and when no information is available, we do a lot of media analysis of the triangulation of data sources from media, and we come up with the best estimates globally. So in the IDMC, we're the leading source of information on internal displacement, and we complement many of the reports about forced migration globally, including refugees. But our mandate is more focusing on internal displacement.
And what are the main findings?
The findings are very concerning in the sense that once more, the figures were the highest ever reported. Last year, there were 59.1 million people living in internal displacement. This is more or less the same as the population of a country like Italy. So the figures were extremely high, mostly as a result of conflict and violence, 80% of which was concentrated in sub-Saharan Africa. So although disasters keep being the main trigger of displacement globally, and then every year disaster figures are higher than conflict, one of the main findings of this report is really that the figures for conflict were the highest ever reported and were mostly due to escalating violence in Ethiopia, but also in other countries, including Afghanistan, but also Burkina Faso, Somalia, and the Central African Republic, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. So, all in all, of course, this is concerning in the sense that we observed increasing trends, and as you mentioned before, these are likely to continue given the invasion of Ukraine more recently.
And how did sub-Saharan Africa do according to the report? Which countries were affected?
So the countries most affected were first Ethiopia. In Ethiopia, we recorded 5.1 million internal displacement. So with this, I mean movements of population, because actually what we observe is that beyond people just being displaced once, there were a lot of secondary displacements because of mostly the conflict in northern Ethiopia, in Tigray. So this figure was the highest ever recorded for any given country since data is available. Of course, Ethiopia is a highly populated country, and this explains the high figure. But also other countries that reported the highest figures was the Democratic Republic of Congo, mostly because of conflict in the east, in the provinces of North Kivu and Ituri and South Kivu. Important is that in the Democratic Republic of Congo last year, there was also a volcanic eruption in the Nyiragongo volcano, and which displaced nearly 600,000 people, and many of them were already fleeing violence. So another key finding that we're observing, and that is particularly relevant for the African continent, is really the fact that we're observing a convergence between disasters and conflict. So although we count these metrics as different, we are indeed observing that in countries like Somalia, South Sudan, which are also highly affected by conflict and violence, there were a high number of movements associated with disasters and the effects of climate change.
And when it comes to, you know, recommendations on how to avert the situation, or how the situation could have been averted, does the report have any?
So definitely more efforts need to be put in preventing conflict and supporting peace building. There have been some efforts, for example, in Sudan via the implementation of the Juba Peace Agreement. However, more needs to be done because we observed higher figures. Another key recommendation for all countries is really to keep working in terms of disaster risk reduction. I think that Africa in particular is very well positioned for this because it's the only region that has a framework for internal displacement, which is called the Kampala Convention. And the Kampala Convention really is the guiding document that calls for supporting internally displaced people, protecting them, and especially preventing displacement from happening in the first place. So, of course, there's a lot to work of work to do in terms of addressing the immediate humanitarian needs of those displaced, but none of these crises are going to be resolved if more efforts are put really in sustainable development, disaster risk reduction and climate change adaptation, and conflict resolution. And this includes in many of the countries from the Sahel to Sudan to Somalia, addressing the issue, for example, of land rights and ensuring that people have adequate access to livelihoods and resources that can effectively avert the displacement as a result of all these crises. Now, another of the key recommendations, and this report, this year's report, looked at children and youth, because actually more than half of the total 59.1 million internally displaced people are under 25 years old. So these statistics are very concerning, because here we're talking about really the future generation, no? So more efforts need to be put on ensuring that internally displaced children are protected, the displacement of these populations are prevented, especially because both in context of conflict and disasters, one of the first things that occur is that schools are closed. Schools become evacuation centers, or even sometimes in some circumstances, even subject of direct attacks by non-state armed groups. So it is really important that to bring back children at the center of conflict resolution and peace building, and really ensuring that we work collectively towards ensuring their rights and guaranteeing their both physical and mental well-being.